my dear listener, welcome to Threats Part 7. For those of you who haven't joined us here yet, welcome. I asked on my profile for you to send me threats, and you guys delivered. I said that I would read and react to them, so that's exactly what I'm doing, and this is Part 7. So just scanning my eyes over this one. This one's a fun one. I think it's a kind of typical basement sex slave vibe. So if that's not for you, that's okay. Feel free to close this, and hopefully I'll make something more for you in the future. But I'm really, really excited about this one today. Here we go. Congratulations, cunt. Your posts have attracted the wrong kind of attention. My attention. And I've decided to grant you the life you deserve. You see, I've got a nice, secret, soundproof basement just itching to keep a hunk of rape meat like yourself secure. It'll take a little while to find you, but when I do, it'll be a simple matter of making the drive, picking a lock, and sneaking around to find myself at the foot of your bed. You'll be so sound asleep that you won't realize the danger until the covers are already thrown off, your body flipped onto your back, and my body weight pinning you down. I'll come well prepared, with a gag to keep you from screaming for help, some rope to hogtie you, and a knife to cut any clothes you happen to be wearing. If you're half the whore I think you are, there shouldn't be much to remove, if any. Once my cock socket is properly trussed up, I'll walk you out to the side of my van. Oh no, sorry. I'll walk you out to my van and slide you into the back. You'll have quite a few hours to reflect on the way to your new home. Will you cry, cursing yourself for the decisions that landed you here? Or will you thank me through your gag, squealing with joy for being exactly where you were meant to? It doesn't matter. The destination is the same. And once you're there, you'll get to forget about every single thing in your old life and focus on the only thing that matters, serving me. It'll take some training to teach you what service truly is. But since I know how much you love it, I'll give you a lesson now to internalize while you await me. A cum rag such as yourself has three holes. The first is your mouth cunt. Its purpose is to tenderly kiss my cock, to slather it in slobber, and to sweetly moan about how much more you want to be abused. The second hole is the ass cunt. Its purpose is to stretch around my cock, pleasing it by squeezing and twitching, and when not filled with cock, be filled by a plug. The third hole is the pussy. That hole's sole purpose is as a target for my slaps when I want to hear you whimper in pain. Oh, is that surprising to you? Think that your sweet, sopping pussy is built to take cock? Wrong. Your purpose is to give pleasure, not receive it. Now, as much as I'd like to, I can't spend all day downstairs playing with my toy. Don't you worry, I have a plan. While I'm away, living a fulfilling, normal life, you will be counting the seconds in a cage, a leather hood to keep you from hearing or seeing anything, and an arm binder to keep your hands away from that pussy of yours. It all sounds like heaven on earth, doesn't it? I sure hope it does, because it'll be the rest of your life regardless. And when the inevitable day comes that I bore of you, I'll give you a send-off fit for a fuck slave. I'll shove my dick in your mouth, completely filling your throat and denying you oxygen, holding you down until you pass, allowing your final moment to be one of worship to cock. Well, that took a turn. This is so fucking sadistic. I can't get my head around it. It's so fucked. This is scary. This is so scary. This is what, like, being used like an actual object is. This is awful. This is like complete, like, there's not, unless you are really messed up like I am and you get pleasure from pleasing other people, this would be, I think, anyone's personal hell. This sounds disgusting and awful and terrifying. I know if that was my life, I'd be going fucking insane. Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is horrible. I'm just scrolling up and down and just thinking, wow, this is really, really horrible. Thank you so much for sending this. This is terrifying. This is one of the scarier threats I think I've read so far. Don't worry, this person isn't completely, like, they've said at the end, like, I hope this scratched your itch. I wish you the best and thank you for the incredibly hot audio. So that, you know, I think they're a nice person, but this was a lot. I don't know. I feel like I'm more emotional today. I have to look where I am in my 28-day cycle today, because everything's getting to me. This was a hard read today. But I mean, I'll be honest. I'm gonna be like really, really candid here, like maybe more than usual. Like, being a sex slave kept in the basement sounds like an absolute dream, because it's just like having all of my worries and responsibilities taken away and just focusing solely on pleasing someone else. But I mean, you know, one of the best parts of that is at least getting some pleasure for yourself. So yeah, this is absolutely savage, because there's none of that in here. Yeah, thank you so much for sending this in. I hope my response also scratched your itch. And yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to write this. It is intense, for a lack of a better word. Thank you.